Hello again, and welcome back to Your Home and Life. I'm John Ashton, and Chris Taylor is in the studio with us. And, well, I mean, who better to talk to about your home and life than Chris Taylor, who is president and CEO of Taylor Homes. And we're talking about homes for you.
Yeah, first glad off, to be here,
thanks,
John.
Thanks for coming in again, Chris.
Absolutely, appreciate you guys having me.
First off, I want to say congratulations, because you have been awarded the Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics by the Better Business Bureau. And I just got to say, when you talk builders and ethics, sometimes you go, really? So you guys got to be pretty proud about that, huh?
I tell you what, our team is ecstatic, and it just goes to show really how much we try to satisfy our customers. Mm-hmm. We set their expectations correct at the very beginning and just hold their hand through the building process as much as possible. Because, building a home is a very emotional process, John.
And,
and we've done it so many years, and we've made every mistake you can make, and we try to learn from each one of those to make our process as much better. But to be awarded that through the Better Business Bureau is very complimentary to our industry and to us as our team at Taylor Homes. So we're very appreciative of that.
I would imagine, too, that award comes not just from a lack of complaints, but from people actually taking the time to compliment you, saying, hey, these guys do a great job, and, do the personal recommendations and stuff like that, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a very high percentage of our customers give us letters of recommendation upon the closing of their home. A very high percentage, over 50% of our business comes from referrals.
Yeah.
So we take great pride in that. I mean, it's not just about that one house. It's about the home that we're building for that customer, because we want that customer to be happy so we can build for their friends, their neighbors, and their friends. So we want the one customer to be happy, obviously, so we can generate those referrals off of that customer.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, too. I like when you talk, you build homes. A lot of people build houses. Anybody can build a house. But you build homes. You understand that this is, as you said, an emotional thing. This is where somebody is first sinking probably the most money they've ever spent or ever will spend for anything.
Absolutely.
And it's their family. It's their home.
It's their livelihood.
Yeah.
And to us, we understand it's their lifetime investment. And you're absolutely right, John. I mean, it's a sizable purchase and a sizable decision for the families that we build homes for. And we take that to heart when we're sitting down to deal with our customers. First we want to make sure that we, try to address what their needs are, first and foremost, before we try to get into their dream list, their wants.
Right.
Because, you need a certain amount of bedrooms and square footage and bathrooms and so forth. And we can accommodate their needs in any shape, form, or fashion, but we try to get their needs met first. And I think that they can see our true connection, because we want them to be satisfied in their home, because it is such an emotional process.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things, too, I wanted to talk to you about today is something, it's basically the cost of home ownership. It's a thing that a lot of builders and real estate people and everything don't really get into. But after you make the payment, you've got that mortgage payment you got to make. But it costs you money to live in a home.
Sure it does.
You have the water bill, the energy bill, and et cetera. And with the prices fluctuating, well, actually, they don't come down a whole lot. They just keep going up for energy. It's one of the things that not a whole lot of us actually think about when we're thinking about buying a home is, how much is it going to cost me to live in this place?
To function that home, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a great question, and it's a great segue into our standard feature that we offer on our homes, John. All of our homes, all of our Taylor homes are standard Energy Smart qualified. And what that means by definition is that we have an independent third-party inspector come in to our homes through the construction process, and then upon completion, and they give very stringent inspections to make sure that this home is energy qualified to be able to receive that Energy Smart certificate at the end of construction. So there's a lot of components in that house that we have to make sure that are tight and right, so to speak, and the insulation value is correct, and the heating system is correct. Because at the end of the day, this home is going to be a lot more efficient than your standard other new home that's not Energy Smart qualified. So that really puts money in our customer's pocket. And when it comes to an Energy Smart home versus a brick house or a house with stainless steel appliances, you can't necessarily see or touch an Energy Smart home. I mean, you can see it, from the logos that's on our homes and so forth.
Sure.
But, it's not like a stainless steel appliance. You can't go over and put your hand on it. So you have to really understand and appreciate the value of an Energy Smart home.
Well, you can see it every month when the LG&E bill comes in, though, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And for example, this is something we like to educate our customers by. We have information on our website at taylorhomes.com. But an average Taylor home that's Energy Smart will have utility bills that's 15% less expensive on energy calls than any other new home that's out there.
Right.
That's not energy smart qualified. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the ticker. A Taylor Home energy smart home is 45% more efficient than any other existing home that's out there. 45% more efficient.
Wow, yeah, because there's an index.
Absolutely.
That I've been doing the research there, but looking at, was it the HERS?
Yeah.
His and HERS.
Yeah.
But the HERS index there, where the average resale home, it comes in at 130 on the index, 100 being acceptable or normal.
Yeah, right.
And you guys come in at 85.
Ours come in at 85 a minimum. And a lot of times our homes come in the 60s.
Oof.
You know, our friends at Energy Smart give us these reports back, and it's amazing how efficient these homes are. And HERS, for, you know, just for sake of explanation, stands for Home Energy Rating System.
Right.
And again, it's not just some Yahoo that we pull out of the backwoods that comes and gives us a sticker and says, yeah, this is an energy, yeah, smart home.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of quality control features and components that go into these homes to make sure that they are that way. And it's not something that you're just going to get for the first year. It's for the life of that house.
Yeah.
And it's also going to increase the resale value and the appraisal value of that home,
yeah,
if that's, you know, conveyed to whoever's doing the yeah, appraisal.
Because that seems to be one more element of research that some smart buyers are doing now, is they'll go to LG&E and say, okay, what did it cost to heat and cool this place for the last couple of years?
Exactly.
And figure those figures into, you know, their buying decision.
Right.
Now, you were talking about making it right and tight, you know, which is great. But is it not just the quality of construction, but does it also have something to do with the design? I mean, making sure the heat vents are in the right places and all that kind
Absolutely. And that's a great question. You know, the actual, you know, flow of our home, so to speak, from the window sizes to the spacing to the heat ducts and the cold air returns and all that stuff is placed in a certain location to increase the efficiency of the home.
Not just for the aesthetic value, or
exactly,
because here's where we got some extra room, so let's stick it over here.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Chris Taylor with Taylor Homes is our guest here on Your Home and Life. And how do folks, I mean, what's the process of dealing with a builder like Taylor Homes?
Well, first of all, we highly encourage customers to come in and see us. We have several model home locations. We cover a 6-state area. And we get model home locations locally here in Louisville, two on I-65 at the Brooks exit, and then one on I-71 just past the Odom County line. But we have model homes just like that in Cincinnati, to Indianapolis, to Nashville, to Paducah, Owensboro, and we cover all points in between. Mm-hmm. But to get them to come into our model homes is really a great start for our customers. So, because, again, they can see, feel, and touch what we have to offer.
Yeah.
So we encourage them to, you know, to get into their models, and then we'll sit them down, find out what their needs are, and then we'll discuss our designs. And all of our designs, John, are 100% flexible. And, you know, if it can be done in construction, we'll do it. You know, we'll build the house upside down for them if that's really what they want. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be their house.
Sure.
They can also visit us at taylorhomes.com. We have a very interactive website. We have a new feature on there. It's called interactive floor plans, where you can go to this particular tab on our website and you can pull up any of our designs and that we offer on that button and start moving walls around, just having fun with it, adding windows and sunrooms and just all these things. And it's our interactive floor plan button. Then you can press the button after that and send it to us for a free estimate, so we make it as painless as possible. And keep in mind also, John, we have thousands of options to choose from.
Sure,
so we can, no pun intended, but really it is, we can tailor that home to suit the customer's needs.
That is great. Now, as Taylor Homes, you don't like build subdivisions like some builders do and stuff. You can have a Taylor Home anywhere you want one.
You can have it anywhere we want, anywhere the customer wants, rather.
Right.
Sorry. We build on the customer's property. By design, that means that if it's inside of a subdivision or on a 500-acre farm, wherever the customer says go is where we go. They're the boss.
Right.
So that's why, from a scatter site definition, we're so broad-based, cover a 6-state area. It's hard to get out of our build radius.
Yeah. What's it like in this day and age being a builder? I mean, it's got to be, is it as frustrating as a lot of us think it's going to be? I mean, dealing with, because you can't build a home for somebody unless they're independently wealthy, unless they qualify for a mortgage. And we keep hearing all these, you know, scare stories about banks aren't lending money to anybody anymore.
Sure they are.
But I keep getting junk emails from people all the time saying, hey, you know, you got $1.50, we can get you a mortgage. So
exactly.
What's the real deal here, Chris?
There's absolutely construction loans out there. Interest rates, as we know right now, are crazy low right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they fluctuate up and down like they will always forever on. But, you know, you can get into a 15-year loan, John, for under 3%.
Yeah.
It's like, almost for like free money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like people paying you to buy a house almost. Right. I mean, the savings is phenomenal on that.
It's definitely a buyer's market when it comes to the interest rates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the increase in demand in construction, because, you know, the housing boom is picking back up, and you know, we're definitely not out of the woods yet, but sure, it's definitely a significant increase of what it was in recent years. There's been a big impact on supply and demand of materials and labor, for that matter. So that's forging the pencil of cost of construction to go up. Mm-hmm. So now is a perfect time for buyers to jump in. Interest rates are low. Construction costs are still lower than what they're going to be. Things never go down. They typically go up.
Right.
And with the increase in demand of construction, they're going to go up.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like again, you keep hearing all scare stories about the economy and everything, but I just saw a report that said, guys, in your business, the home builders have a much higher confidence level in what's going to be happening in the immediate future, as well as the extended years to come. So,
absolutely.
So
we're going to be right there.
Looking, I always tell people, you know, recession is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
You know, if you say I'm not going to spend money because there may be a recession, then you cause a recession. Yeah. So do your part. Go out and spend money. Buy a house, man. You know?
Buy two of them.
Yeah, one for the family. Shameless self-promotion portion again. The model homes are on 65 at the Brooks exit and then 71 just over the Oldham County line, right?
Right. And you can also contact us at 1-800-96-TAYLOR. Mm-hmm. Again, we really encourage customers to go into our website, taylorhomes.com. And again, we have model home locations from Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Nashville, Paducah, Owensboro. And again, go into our website. You can really find a lot of information out on us. We offer free estimates and we have quick replies and great customer service. Our team is awesome.
And you're award-winning.
We
from
are
the
award.
Better Business Bureau, the Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics, which is none too shabby.
Thank you.
Chris Taylor with Taylor Homes. Great to have you in again, man.
Thanks, John.
We're going to have to do this extra time. Time keeps going by so fast when you're in the studio with us.
It flies, doesn't it?
It does. But thanks for joining us here on Your Home and Life.
Thanks, John.